Hey, Roo, the AFL, they're doing the draw on the run, and you can't blame them. We've got all sorts of lockdowns happening around the nation, so we don't actually know with Port Adelaide's game tomorrow where or when it will be. It's meant to be at Marvel Stadium tomorrow night against St Kilda, but they're talking about 1:45 in the afternoon so Port can fly in and out, or maybe even both sides flying to Perth, so we're still waiting to find out.
Yes, a couple of big, big games, though, and both our sides... Probably their worst performances of the year. Definitely the Crows were. Port probably equal to a couple of other games they'd played that were below par for them. So both need to respond this weekend. That's what you want. Good sides respond from it. They don't want to have two bad losses in a row. Otherwise, you know, you're entitled to start wondering what's going on behind the scenes. But I think Port are a good side and they're going to get some good players back. But they've got some good players out again this week. Rosie's out again. Motlop's out again. They haven't got Fantasia back yet. So Butters is out. So they are lacking a little bit of pace up forward, aren't
they?
And
the little sort of forward goal scorers, yeah. So they've got the tools all right, but they haven't got the little ones.
Up against St Kilda Dits, who are not in the eight, but they're equal seventh. They're ninth. Yeah. Okay. Now, you've had a bit of a bad run with sides in the eight, so the good sides. And since the bye, they've won their last three. They've beaten Brisbane in Queensland by 32 points. They've beaten Collingwood. And they've beaten the Tigers by 40 points. So they've had a good 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Up against Ryder and Marshall, old Paddy Ryder. So you got to get on top in the rucks. And you've it looks like Laddams is going to play. So it looks like you're going to go with two rucks. And I think that was a lay down mazare to happen. So big, big game for Port Adelaide. They're in fifth spot at the moment. They don't want to lose touch with that top four, Dits. Very hard to win from outside the top four, talking flags here. So big, big game for Port Adelaide in Melbourne. They need to bounce back. Crows take on West Coast on Sunday afternoon. West Coast Eagles are seventh on the ladder, but as I said, equal ninth. So very, very important
for
them to win.
They're in shocking form.
Well, they are in shocking form. They got beaten by North Melbourne, who are playing better, but then West Coast not playing anywhere near their best. They've got superstars all over their ground. I just don't know what's going on over there. Are they getting too old as well? But they've played some great games this year. Their midfield's not going well. So both these sides, the Crows and West Coast, coming off bad performances. So you'd expect both of them to respond. Yeah, Tex and Lynch back in for the Crows helps a lot. Duday out doesn't. I think this will be a good game. I think both teams will play well. We're going to have a lot of rain here over the weekend. That's probably just going to be one of those old-fashioned slogs in the wet where you just get it and kick it as far as you can, compete and do the same thing and do that for 2 hours, and whoever does it the best wins. So should be a close one, I think, Crows and West Coast in the wet.
Will you get up?
I don't know. Toss of the coin. Impossible to say yes after
Tom Lynch, Taylor Walker back in.
Yeah, I think that helps a bit, definitely. I mean, it helps a lot having Tex back in there. Lynch hasn't played for a long, long time, but he was been a step above him in the SANFL last week. So good luck to both sides. Hopefully we can have the opposite of last weekend. Port and Crows have a good win.
And good luck to Brodie Smith in his 200th game.
Yeah, great kid.
Best thing about Brodie Smith, his dad, Gordo, is a Port man.
Well, he was a Port man.
Come on. Always a Port man.
Apparently he's taken over Hilux Hill. He's got 20 mates in, Hilux Hill. So we'll stir up the Smiths on Sunday.
All right, Ruined It's on Triple M.